songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Falls' very own The Woodpecks. A great song written by J.D. Kezar, who's also doubles as the owner of Kezar Music here in Thief River Falls. I understand the country's oldest Fender guitar dealer. I believe that's right. And this is Minnesota Homebrew. It's County Fair Week here in Pennington County. And I must be the only person who's not there. But I did sneak over there about an hour ago to pick up some corn dogs and cheese curds. So I'm all fueled up and ready to go tonight, live in the studio here of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1. And the rain let up, and that's just plain nice. Who hates a fair with all that rain and that mud? But it happens. I want to point out that the Woodpecks are appearing next on July 19th. As part of the City Park Entertainment Series in Appleton, Minnesota at 7 p.m. And they'll be closer by Thief River on July 24th over in Warren, Minnesota at the Marshall County Fair show tent. No time to be announced. The Woodpecks, incredible bunch of talented guys right in this little town of 8,700 people. Well, folks, up next, a lady who is formerly from Minneapolis, and she's written music for film, television, and commercials, and has had 23 single-song contracts for her compelling and well-crafted songs. Her name is Jill Holly, and she's toured with and opened for numerous national acts, including Stephen Bishop, Save It for a Rainy Day, and Bonnie Raitt, and spends most of her time performing for benefits to raise awareness and money for charitable causes. She's a former songwriting teacher at McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul and now resides in Denver, Colorado. Here's Jill Holly with How to Fly. Stick around. We got lots of great songs this evening.
It was winter, felt like summer. He was lightning, he was thunder. I was drawn to him anyway. He was 30, I was younger. He was wiser, he had this hunger. So many unthinkable ways. He taught me how to fly, how to soar. Taught me how to find the heavens and reach for more. He taught me how to love, how to pray. Taught me how to make the most of every single day. He taught me how to fly. Learning how to say goodbye. It was November, silence fell, so crippled by his chill. For a moment in time, he was on.
Thematically, that song reminds me of Strawberry Wine, written by Matresa Berg and recorded by Dina Carter, because it talks about the loss of innocence. Great song, Jill Holly. Well, you know, I'm probably the only person in the college here tonight. The radio station is located at Northland Community and Technical College. We want to thank our station manager, Mark Johnson, all the way up to the president, Dennis Bona. for making this possible here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Up next, he's a Brit who invaded Minnesota and luckily stayed here. Singer-songwriter Nigel Egg tours internationally, performing over 150 dates per year. He's been compared to a bluesy Paul Simon, but taller. His music has a unique and modern sound that reflects a musical history that goes back to playing with 70s rock legends back in England, such as Supertramp and Mott the Hoople. He also performs in the duo Egg and E with Bobby Ekstrand. Nigel's recorded three albums, 2007's 11702 Main Street, 2010's Big Bang Baby Boom, and this album from 2014, The Blues is Personal, from which this song comes. It's a tribute to Nigel's father. It's titled Music Man, and you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Daddy was a music man, played the blues guitar. He sang all the popular songs of the day, sang them hard in a soulful way. He worked the local clubs and bars while the people all talked and drank and danced, and at the end of the night he come home in his car with the radio on. He was grouchy as hell in the morning.
I turned that TV down,
but he'd take me fishing in the afternoon. Never caught a fish, but we stayed in tune. Taught me how to play poker, how to fix a car, how to try to stay happy and stay out of the bars. And he taught me how to play the blues guitar better than him. Daddy was a music man, he lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. I guess he never was that good, at least he never made it big. But he made some tapes and one LP, and he sang at home for Mom and me. And his eyes would close and his voice would grow, and the whole world stopped and his voice got low. He said, son, you gotta play with soul and live the same way. Daddy was a music man, he lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. He taught me this one.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, and he's from Park Rapids, Minnesota, and his name is Eddie Kidd. You might see him advertised sometimes as Eddie Lee Kidd, but we're going to bill him as Eddie Kidd. And he's new. I picked up, I think I found him on Reverb Nation, found him on Facebook maybe, sent him a Facebook message. He responded, sent me a link to some songs. I downloaded them. We're going to do one now. And Eddie is not originally from Minnesota. He was raised in the mountains of Montana. His songwriting creates colors of music that are consistently changing. A pro stage performer at the age of 12, Eddie realized a vision of art drawn by rhythms and vocal melody. As a drummer and vocalist, this talent led to writing songs in just about every genre of music. Here's Eddie Kidd with a song titled This Empty Room.
There's an empty room where I sit with my back to the wall. Cornered in ruin, I feel nothing at all. Cause I refuse to believe. Why would can't I be? I can see through lies designed to deceive. Cause I've been taken before just for what I believe. This empty room, so lifeless and blue. My only escape from here when I'm not with you. In this empty room, with my back to the wall. What can I do without you? I fear I'm nothing. I'm nothing at all. There's an empty room where I get lost with the hint of your perfume. And all my thoughts bring me closer to you. So I fill this empty room with nothing less than all for you. I mesmerize the truth just to believe I'm here with you in this empty room. Well, this empty room, so lifeless and blue. My only escape from here when I'm not with you. In this empty room, with my back to the wall. What can I do without you? I fear I'm nothing. I'm nothing at all. Oh, and if I'm nothing at all, I guess I'm right where I belong. Right here. Here alone with you. In this empty room.
What a voice, huh? Eddie Kidd. And we're going to be playing more of his songs throughout the weeks and months. Eddie, thanks for sending those songs, and please keep them coming. Well, up next, a gentleman who's been spending the better part of the last year in Kuwait, and now he says that he's escaped the 120-degree heat. And also, it's not the best place for gigging. In fact, he says that Kuwait is where music goes to die. David Hanners is doing some gigs this summer. He's come back, and he's going to be putting together his group, the Quarry Branch Boys. They'll be playing the annual Popcorn Festival in his hometown of Casey, Illinois. And he is our only artist who has a Pulitzer Prize for journalism. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, David's going to be playing at the Finnish Bistro in St. Paul at 6:30 p.m. He says Bob Nordquist, and he will share the evening. He's very complimentary of Bob, says he's one of the finest, most literate and evocative songwriters that he knows. Here's David Hanners with The Traveler's Burden. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
I am a weary business traveler just passing through this town. Can you show me to a motel somewhere to lay
my head down. So many sinners on this highway from Baltimore to Fish Lake, 2,000 miles for my demons, their command. My window and waved her over, and she leaned into the car. Crimson curls rolled down her shoulders, and her eyes were on fire. I pitied her for her beauty, I pitied her for her pain. By 22 would ease her misery, she'd not suffer this world again. Left her body in a bean field, some farmer reaps I sow. Like before, I leave no clues. She and I are all who know. And I wish I could control them. I beg those demons, let me be. But when a soul is burdened by the blood of another, it will never. Business traveler, just passing through this town. Can you show me to a motel, somewhere to lay my head down, somewhere to lay my head down, somewhere to lay my head down.
David Hanners, such a young voice. Whew. Such good guitar playing. You know, if you are sitting out there and wondering, hey, you know, I write music and I've made a couple of recordings, maybe in your home studio, maybe in a pro studio, doesn't matter. As long as they're clean, send them in, because our motto is you send them, we'll play them. Go on to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, and click on About. You'll learn how to submit. And we would be very appreciative. Well, here's the song that we tried to play it last week twice and got it wrong twice. I profusely apologize to Mark Grimm for that, but he is a good guy. Forgave me. And we're going to play it right now. It's titled That Old Piano. Here's Mark Grimm.
I was built to last a lifetime. I've done that and more. As generations hurried or wandered through the door. A few notes here, a few notes there, a full song now and then. They'd come to share their troubles or where and how they've been. I witnessed all the lessons and tantrums firsthand. Parties and recitals accompanied the bands. Through songs of joy and sorrow, of danger and romance, I was there to hold the hands, but never got to dance. Family, pets, and kids would trample back and forth, or fall asleep on the braided rug in the center of the floor. While heart and soul and few release and countless melodies found the way into their hearts, compliments of me. When the tuner came to visit, he'd greet me like a friend. I knew he couldn't see, but he would tell me how I've been. He'd savor every note like he was caught up in a spell. When he finished, I stood proud and rang out like a bell. The metronome would measure time and lead them as they'd play. The mantel clock would measure time as years would slip away. I was a gallant friend and servant. Their touch was my command. I couldn't hide this crooked smile, and I could barely stand. I was a patient, weary instrument, outliving my better days. An old family relic, still out on display. I didn't see it coming, or get notice in advance. They cleared off all the knickknacks and gave away the plants. When the movers came, I thought I'd be a part of moving day. Instead, I found I was left behind, standing in the rain.
Mark Grimm, a voice that brings to mind Gordon Lightfoot, artfully picks and strums on his 12-string and 6-string guitars through songs ranging from the Beatles' Blackbird to Warren Zevon's Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. His own songs, I Still Can't See, Me and My Tattoo, and Easy Money will give you cause to reflect as well as laugh at the real-life characters that are portrayed. Mark Grimm, music.com. Thanks, Mark. Well, up next, the Mad Libs. They're a new group based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, who have moved to the Twin Cities and regrouped. Founded by bassist Jared Kamick and drummer Carl Collison, the idea behind the music was to create something new that draws from many things old and genuine. And their EP is titled Spooky Man. It was recorded at Wild Horse Recording Studio and engineered by Daryl Polachek. And an interesting note, Daryl is the owner of a brand new brewing company starting in Minnesota called Cosmos Brewing, and Jared is the brewmaster. Here's the Mad Libs with She's Lovely.
Eyes of blue that cut right through, my shades of gray are in the way, but I can't see her anyway. Just the way she talks makes me stop and want to know her name. Because she's lovely, I wish she loved me. I can't get her out.
so lovely.
Boy, I'm a sucker for a nice pop song. That's a very nice pop song, the Mad Libs. Say, if you're not doing anything Sunday and looking for some excitement, Wayne Hamilton and Doug Milloway, together known as Two Tone, will be performing at Harriet Brewing from 4 to 6:30 p.m. That's on 3036 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis. They're two of my musical buddies and two really, really fine guys. So stop by and support them. They'd love to have a crowd there because a crowd means they get asked back to play. Again, July 17th, that's Sunday, 4 to 6:30 p.m., Two Tone at Harriet Brewing in Minneapolis.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, she has music steeped in blues, folk, and traditional country blended in her Americana trademark sound. With seven CDs to her name, Vicki Emerson is a native of Elmwood, Wisconsin, the UFO capital of the world, and where I taught English from 1984 to 1987. With the help of acclaimed producer Matt Patrick, Vicki enlisted the talents of Steve Gould, Ian Allison, Jake Armerding, Aaron Fabrini, and Steve Bosmans, and her new CD, Wake Me Up When the World Dies Down, became a reality. In Matt Patrick's words, her classic sense of songwriting permeates this album, but with a boost of vigor and feistiness. It charters both new and old waters of Americana music, which haven't yet been heard by Vicki Emerson fans. I believe this to be her best record to date, and I'm honored and humbled to have been asked to be a part of it. Here's Vicki Emerson on Minnesota Homebrew with Silhouette.
The snow is falling, wind in my
Emerson. Pretty song. If you'd like to hear this young lady perform, she'll be at the Astor Cafe tomorrow, July 15th. That's at 125 Southeast Main Street in Minneapolis. And she'll be performing with the full band. There's a $10 cover, but hey, gotta support the arts. Matt Hanna will open the show at 9 p.m. and the band will follow. That's Vicki Emerson tomorrow night, 9 p.m. at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis. And then on Monday, July 18th, she'll be at the Nicollet Island Pavilion in Minneapolis as part of the Music in the Parks series at 7 p.m. Monday evening. Well, you know, I think I missed my cue for our beer news of the week.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
So I'll play it again. Some of Minnesota's smallest craft breweries are being drafted into the NFL. Yes, several Northeast Minneapolis breweries will be featured at the U.S. Bank Stadium once it opens later this summer. The hope is to make a craft beer destination at the new Viking Stadium. Included is Fair State Brewing Cooperative, Northgate Brewing, Insight Brewing, Sociable Cider Works, Bauhaus Brewing Labs, and 56 Brewing. Folks, I haven't heard of a single one of those. Why? Why? I don't know. These micro and small breweries, meaning they don't manufacture more than 3,500 barrels of beer a year, will be showcasing their brews thanks to a collaboration between the Twin Cities Northeast Brewers and Distillers Association and stadium owners. The beer from the Northeast Minneapolis breweries will be featured on a portable cart, something Evan Saley, the CEO of Fair State and a member of the association's board of directors, says is different and unique from other sports facilities and will help set U.S. Bank Stadium apart. Michelle Kelm-Helgen, chair of the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority, which oversees the stadium, called Minnesota's craft beer culture among the most prolific in the country. She's right. She said the partnership is part of their goal to include local fare on the menu at the stadium. Last month, officials announced some of the new foods that'll be available, including some from local eateries. And of course, you'll also be able to buy beers from some of the bigger beer microbrewing companies like Summit Brewing, 612 Brew, Surly Brewing Company, Lake Monster Brewing, Lift Bridge Brewing, Fulton Beer, and Finnegan's. So microbrews and really small microbrews. And there's going to be entertainment August 19th and 20th, Luke Bryan and Metallica. How's that for a combination? So U.S. Bank Stadium, we're all excited about it, the Vikings' new home. And we're also excited about this next group, the Fattenin Frogs. They are from the Twin Cities area, born out of love for the back road music of America's past. The Fattenin Frogs play rock and roll in its original spirit by cranking up the electricity on the music of the juke joints, hoot nannies, medicine shows, and tent revivals of yesterday. The Minneapolis Sextet puts their heart and soul into every song, so come on out, sing, dance, and clap along, they say. Here's the Fattenin Frogs with It's Late on Homebrew.
What you doing?
Come back home.
Well, a girl shouldn't them feel hurt. It's 12 o'clock, now just walk back at that door.
Well, where you up to? Well, where you up to?
It's late, I don't care. Now you sure better get out of here.
Now, put on that crown. You hit the dance floor, nothing's bringing you down. Please just give me one more chance. Let some more starver, let's make them dance. Running, running far from home. Please just come down to where the children roam. Miles are gone now, still many more before you get to my red door. Come on in, child, don't be afraid, 'cause my door is open for those who stray. Keep running, running far from home. Please just come down to where the children roam. Children roam. Well, the children roam. Well, the children roam.
That's Sonny Johnson, who just played last weekend at a festival down at Ponsford, Minnesota with Eddie Kidd. And both of them can be heard, I'm sure, on one of our sister stations. KKWE 89.9 in White Earth, Minnesota. Niji Radio and Minnesota Homebrew plays every Saturday at 1 p.m. There we present our cavalcade of songs by Minnesota songwriters along with musical musings. So if you're down that way, 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays, White Earth, Minnesota, 89.9 KKWE, Minnesota Homebrew, every week. We sure appreciate that.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yes, every week we try to play one song by an artist from a neighboring state to Minnesota. And here's a gentleman from Michigan. Now, you might be saying, wait, Michigan isn't bordering Minnesota. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Michigan is less than 20 miles from Minnesota. You say, what? You got to remember that Island Royale, just off the North Shore, belongs to Michigan. So less than 20 miles away is Michigan. So here's Cameron Cameron Blake, a gentleman who writes about current events without coming off cliche, preachy. Ooh, got to get my tongue put in right. Preachy or cynical. It is a tricky business, but Cameron pulls it off. His latest CD is titled Alone on the World Stage. Here's a song by Cameron Blake titled Wild Blue Garden.
I'm hanging on tight, hanging on tight. I'm chaining my body to the heavenly lights. Tying my key to your kite. But this land seems so cruel. I'm needing you now, I'm needing you now. I'm feeling, I'm kneeling, I'm leaving you now. Well, I'll go out and find you and somebody else. Then I'll go find myself. There's this mama I knew, this mama I knew, from a country of gypsies that smells of voodoo. I gave her $10 to tell me the truth. Came back and said I loved you. Well, there's a frightened steed in a broken down barn, tired out plow on an Idaho farm. Six straw soldiers on the battleground, where I gave up and laid down my crown. When the fireflies dim, then the spider webs shy. One of these days I'll make you all mine. By the briar bush path and the tractor headlights, I kissed you goodbye. But it's only in my mind, 'cause I'm hanging plastic lights in a backyard in Manhattan, cornered on all sides, where my friends are getting high and mixing daisy cocktails that will blow your mind. I'm waiting for the lights to glow now, waiting for the sun to go down, waiting for the band to load out. I'm still waiting up for you, for my soul grows best for wild garden. My soul grows best in your wild blue, in your wild blue garden. Well, I'm picking up steam, I'm picking up steam. My hands damp and empty from picking up steam. I live with an actress named Reality. She's the girl of my dreams. She's this woman I met, this woman I met. When I first got here, she ain't come to visit me yet. I don't mean to be coy, I just need to forget the real woman I left. There's a plywood shack on the one wooded acre where the icicles bled to the ground like daggers, leaving their mark as they're falling apart. That's the way it has been. But it's a harder place to find, where I'm hanging plastic lights in the backyard in Manhattan, cornered on all sides, where my friends are getting high, mixing Daisy cocktails just to bend their minds. I'm waiting for the lights to glow now, waiting for the sun to go down, waiting for the band to roll out. I'm still waiting up for you. My soul grows best in your wild garden. My soul grows best.
Well, we're ending the night tonight with the Bones of Griff, one of my favorite groups. Don't know much about them, but this song is titled Up in Smoke. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again live, God willing, next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Just to lie.